Welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and today in the studio we have Lily Goodman, a member of the University Choir. If you don't mind, go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
I'm Lily Goodman. I am 21 and a senior vocal music education major, and I am going to be talking about the choir concert today.
Okay, so starting right off with that, tell me a little bit about this concert. What's the musicality like? What are you going to be performing?
So normally we do a concert with the whole orchestra around this time, but just because of some scheduling things, that is not what's happening this year. But we're still going to have a brass quintet and some other instruments. So we got to do some pieces we wouldn't normally get to do that have specific arrangements like that with specific instruments. So that's been a lot of fun. We haven't got to meet up with the instruments yet, but we should be within these next few days, and that's always really exciting because suddenly it's like, oh, all the pieces make sense, all the things are coming together. Yeah, we got some percussion stuff, lots of things about winter and the cold, and some
it's the celebration of the seasons, right?
Yes, very Christmassy, wintry, all the fun things.
I love it. I love this time of year. What's it been like preparing for that concert?
It's been a tough one because right now we have the biggest choir we've had in a while, and it's pretty evenly split. Yeah, thank you. It's pretty evenly split with tenors and basses and sopranos and altos, which has been super cool, but it also means that we're able to do some more intense stuff because there's more people. We're also able to do more stuff in general. I think we have 11 or 12 songs on this concert, which more than we normally are looking
at. Right, it's a lot to prepare.
We have song that's just the tenors and basses, and then just the sopranos and altos, and a bunch of stuff together, a bunch of stuff with the choral union, the community choir. So that's exciting. It's always good working with them. But it's definitely been a lot of music to sink our teeth into. But I think it's been fun. I've been having a good time. I think there's a good variety of things, some foreign language, some English, some happy upbeat stuff, and some more atmospheric, super tight chords and everything. And so it's been really interesting. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Are there any challenges in particular that you'd like to note, or anything about your kind of process for creating music?
Yeah, we actually have a few different pieces that just have their own things. There's always that thing. We have a couple that are really long phrases and really long notes. And so working that all together and trying to make sure everyone's moving at the same time when you have 60 people is kind of hard, especially because they're also difficult chords and some difficult note stuff. And so we still have some music in our hands. We got to make sure we're looking up and following Dr. Lamont and trying to just all be locked in together. We have a Eric Whitaker piece where the chords, in typical Eric Whitaker fashion, are super tight and funky and clashy. And so
a kind of aesthetic crunch to the
sound. It's really, really beautiful, but it definitely is we're having to so deeply lock in and be listening to each other and just trying to be this one unit that's super in tune with each other to make it what it can be and not just a bunch of people singing notes.
Right. Could you remind me of those concert dates for our listeners?
Yes. The concert is on November 25th at 7:30.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. I always like to open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything about your just student process? It doesn't have to be about the concert or anything that you may want to talk about?
Yeah, I think that we have a really fantastic choral program here. We have a fantastic everything with the music program. But
I love River Campus.
Yes, everything's awesome. But I love this choir program with all of my heart. And Dr. Lamont is one of the most fantastic people I've ever gotten to work with. And I would just highly recommend to any students, music major or otherwise, to come over there, join us, see what we're doing. It's a really great time. We have tons of people in the room that are not music majors. So it's definitely not some elite little society. And like I said, we have the Choral Union, which is
for anybody,
members and not even just CMO students. So literally anyone could come have a part of this experience and get to know what that's like, which is really awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
That's thank you.
A beautiful testimony. Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.